Hello, this is David G, and welcome to Day 27. 27 days of your 40 days of transformation. Let's find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Let's gently feather our nest. Let's settle in for Day 27. There's a beautiful expression by the Buddha in the Dhammapada. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Speak or act with a pure mind, and happiness will follow you as your shadow. Unbreakable. What a beautiful concept. Just that last phrasing, happiness will follow you as your shadow. Unbreakable. In Sanskrit, the word for purity is sattva, sattva. And in this beautiful, easy quote from the Buddha, we truly start to understand that everything that we create outside of us is somewhat illusory. We flow it in from the universe and then we flow it out into the world. And with our thoughts, we make the world. Our thoughts are the expressions, the divine expressions of the universe. It is only once that universe flows into us that we have a thought, that we have a word, that we have an action. According to the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 47, we have total control over our actions and no control over the fruit of those actions. So if we can make our actions a divine expression of the universe, and since the universe is divinely pure and whole and perfect, as it comes into us, we have the ability to flow that perfection out into the world. And when that doesn't happen, we can't point the finger at the universe. We have to say, gee, I guess I was not as impeccable as I thought I was with my words or with my actions. This isn't an opportunity to beat yourself up or judge yourself in that process. But we know what's the easiest way to gain that sattva, that purity. It's to meditate. It's to wash our minds. It's to bathe all of the imperfections away effortlessly by connecting to the stillness and silence that rests within. Connecting to the wholeness that is that true first infusion of the universe into us. If we can just understand that we are the translator of the universe in every moment, and the universe is pure, then we can be that purity of word, thought, and deed as we can move closer and closer and closer to truly sharing happiness with others, experiencing happiness ourselves, and feeling fulfilled. So today's meditation is going to be about purity. So let's close our eyes and get comfortable. And let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. And gently release. Let's do that again. And let go. And now with your awareness on your breath, as it flows in, as it turns around, as it flows out, let's feel ourselves softening just a bit, slowing just a bit, melting just a bit, easing, quieting, surrendering to the divine stillness and silence. Thank you. Today, let's use the mantra Satwa, Satwa, Satwa. And through the process of repeating silently Satwa over and over, we will infuse ourselves. We'll have our attention and our intention in the same alignment of purity. Watch the time, and I'll ring the chime at the 10, 20, and 30 minute marks. Please feel free to sit as long as you like, and when you hear the chime at the 30 minute mark, the three chimes, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Satwa. 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 And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. And effortlessly release. And let's seal this sweet purity, sattva meditation by chanting the hymn of the universe, the universal vibration, together. Take a deep breath in. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at all those sweet, pure, sattvic beings in our midst, knowing that they also are flowing the universe, its most divine expressions. And that's why it's so beautiful. When you look into the eyes of another person, you realize they're flowing the universe into them. And whatever's coming out, they're trying to be perfect. They're trying to flow it as sweetly and as purely as it came into them. But we each have our own little translation machine. There's a beautiful Sanskrit expression, namaste, which actually means I bow to you, but it also means I see the light in you, and I see the light in me, and I know that when you are in that space, and I am in that space, that we are one. So today's metta moment is to flow some of that sattva, that sattvic expression of the universe out through you. But don't worry about your words or your thoughts or your deeds. This is all about your eyes and their eyes. So today, the metta moment, the way to flow sweet loving kindness out into the world in the most consciousness-based way, is to greet everyone you see with a gaze into their eyes and the recognition that they are also flowing the purity of the universe. Essentially, that everyone you see is God. And silently wish everyone you see today, namaste. And you'll feel your heart start to build and bubble up and expand, and it'll be a joyous day. A sweet, pure, divine day. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. wishing you sattva. Namaste. See you in the gap. Thank you.